This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I'll turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
It's a dark Tuesday night, February 3rd, 1959. Come on in, campers. We're going to be remembering Buddy Holly tonight. Tim Michaels here with all of his great music. We'll also take your phone calls. And that's what the campfire is for, especially in tough times like this, you cats and kittens. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news. The people putting the wood on the campfire tonight are at Gamble's. They've got dollar days where everything's a George Washington, not a Ben Franklin. Everything's a buck at Gamble's, the friendly store at 1109 Tower Avenue. Well, lay the bad news on us, Lou.
3 modern music singers are dead after a plane crash in Iowa. And the first racial integration of a Virginia school is calm. We begin our evening report from Iowa.
This is Stan Turner in Mason City. 3 rock and roll singing idols whose records and appearances stirred millions of teenagers were killed early this morning in the crash of their plane in a cold, snow-swept Iowa field. The 4-seat plane crashed within minutes after taking off in light snow from the Mason City Airport. The pilot was also killed. The 3 singers were 22-year-old Buddy Holly of Lubbock, Texas, 17-year-old Richie Valens of Los Angeles, and 24-year-old J.P. Big Bopper Richardson of Beaumont, Texas. 21-year-old Roger Peterson of Clear Lake, Iowa, was the pilot. The troupe with which the trio had appeared had entertained an estimated 1,100 teenagers and their parents at a ballroom in nearby Clear Lake on Monday night. The chartered plane out of Mason City was to take the 3 singers to Fargo, North Dakota. In advance of their engagement there, the others went by chartered bus. Holly, Richardson, and Valens, who soared to popularity among the teenage rock and roll set in the past year, chartered the plane in order to take care of advance arrangements. Hollywood trade sources say the combined recording value of the 3 rock and rollers is in the millions. Valens, whose real name is Richard Valenzuela, left a San Francisco, California high school last year to seek a career in singing. He just finished his first motion picture. His first recording, 6 months ago, Donna, sold more than 1 million copies. The Delphi Recording Company said Holly, star of the Crickets, also appeared at the Clear Lake Ballroom. He hit the rock and roll pinnacle with recordings of Peggy Sue and That'll Be the Day. Both sold more than 1.25 million copies. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper, was on leave as a disc jockey, singer, and program director at station KTRM in Beaumont. His Chantilly Lace was rated by Billboard as the 3rd most played record and was released in 37 other countries. Both Richardson and Valens, who were single, had written some of the tunes they had recorded. Holly recently was married. In Mason City, Iowa, this is Stan Turner.
This is Richard C. Burkholz in Richmond, Virginia. The Old Dominion State reluctantly but calmly pulled down the historic barricades to racial integration today, and 21 Negro children entered white schools in Norfolk and Arlington County. Cordons of police stretched around all 7 schools. They had little to do. There were no disturbances whatsoever on or near the school's grounds in either community, nor were there any incidents reported within the buildings. Thus, a state which once was the symbol of Southern leadership and massive resistance to integration took the first hesitant step to accept it for the time being. Governor J. Lindsey Almond says he is highly gratified at the peaceful changeover. Norfolk School Superintendent John J. Brubaker voiced pride in all the people of his city. Quote, Virginia and the entire nation should be proud of the manner in which our city has shown the fine caliber of its citizens. End of quote. 3 Negro boys and a Negro girl trudged into Stratford School by a rear entrance 23 minutes before the opening hour at 8:45 a.m. Police equipped for riot gear patrolled the grounds. 10 plainclothes officers took stations inside the building. One white girl, Joanne Potts, found out that the 4 Negro children were already inside and walked away, proclaiming to reporters, quote, I'm not going back until they get those niggers out, unquote. A man who identified himself as Andrew Kirk told newsmen he thinks communists are sparking integration and says he is keeping his daughter out of Stratford. But the school says only 73 of the 1,076 white students were absent today. This was less than the usual number. In Richmond, Virginia, this is Richard C. Burgholz.
This is Havana calling, Bill Cortez, INS. His political revolution won. Fidel Castro today launches an agrarian reform program that could prove a social revolution for Cuba's farmers. Castro flew to his home province of Oriente to start the program, promised the tenant farmers and squatters who helped him overthrow Fulgencio Batista's dictatorship. During his stay in Oriente, birthplace of the revolution, Castro plans to set in motion a vast program aimed at distributing millions of acres of undeveloped, privately owned land to landless peasants. Castro says fewer than 100 sugar producers and cattle barons control 50% of the land in the eastern province, most of it undeveloped. The revolutionary leader also expected to launch a large-scale program for the building of homes, schools, and medical centers in the rugged Sierra Maestra Mountains. Castro and his brother Rual have been stressing that agrarian reform is an important part of the revolution and that the farmer has been Cuba's forgotten man. Meanwhile, the war crime trials of Batista's supporters have resumed. The first to die in Havana's showcase trials, Captain Pedro Morejon, fell before a firing squad on Saturday. The 38-year-old Morejon is a veteran of Batista's army. He was executed in midnight secrecy. The government did not announce the execution, the 264th by unofficial count, since the revolutionary victory January 1st. No newsmen were allowed to witness it. To speed up the trials, Cuba is setting up six new tribunals in Havana and in Santiago and others elsewhere. In Havana, this is Bill Cortez.
Dateline Washington, Jack Bell reporting. Heading for talks with European allies this week, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles has been told he'd better come up with some fresh ideas if he wants support from Senate Democrats. The call for a new approach in dealing with the Soviet Union comes from Senator Mike Mansfield of Montana. Mansfield is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Mansfield says the elevation of Democratic Senator J. William Fulbright of Arkansas to Foreign Relations Chairman serves notice on State Department officials that, quote, they had better get on their toes. Fulbright is a sharp critic of Eisenhower administration foreign policy. Dulles says his European mission will deal with the problem of a divided Berlin and the Western reaction of possible Soviet moves. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is the nation's capital, Lyle C. Wilson, United Press. The nation's civilian space chief is calling for an urgent U.S. effort over a long period of time in the race for mastery of space with the Soviet Union. National Aeronautics and Space Administration Chief T. Keith Glennon says, quote, we shall have to spend large sums of money and work harder to attain our space goals. Otherwise, we'd better spend our money buying telescopes to watch the Russians pioneer in space, unquote. Glennon sounded the call for time, money, and effort as the House Space Committee opened an inquiry into where the United States stands in its space program. The House investigation under Democratic Representative Overton Brooks of Louisiana opened on the heels of a similar Senate inquiry. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this message from Gamble's Department Store.
Well, it's dollar days at Gamble's in Superior, and everything is going for a buck. Listen to this. Things like oil filters, pliers, 12-foot steel tape, pipe wrench, paint remover, nylon brush, peppermill, cake plates, range sets, storage sets, juice sets, sink mats, cookie sheets, tea kettles, you name it. All going for, that's right, $1. Plus, you can get yourself a Coronado dryer and save over $60. The price now at $128.88, or how about a 7-piece Chrome Craft dinette set for only $99.95. Remember, it's at Downtown Gamble's, where you always get better buys at Gamble's. Lou?
Sheriff Louis Vinnick says he's received a letter of commendation from the State Conservation Department for his department's cooperation with area wardens. Vinnick says the letter was sent here by George Hadland of Madison, the state's chief conservation warden. The letter cited the Douglas County Sheriff's Department for the apprehension of two men who were charged with game violations recently. And finally, Tim and good listeners, Gordonites awoke to another morning of ice in their pipes Monday as the official thermometer at the Gordon State Nursery. The mercury read 40 below at 6 a.m. yesterday. This is the second night in succession that everything was cold. On Sunday night, 39 below was registered.
That's why Buddy Holly's bus froze on his way to Green Bay after leaving Duluth Saturday night, probably why he chartered a plane from Mason City. Things are warming up, though. Weather for this Tuesday night, February 3rd, 1959, fair skies and a low of 8 above. Got up to 28 degrees today, and tomorrow should hit 30. Things might be different if it was 30 above Saturday night instead of 30 below. Well, let's remember the big bopper, Richie Valens and Buddy Holly with their music tonight, campers. If you were at the Duluth Armory Saturday night, just close your eyes, and you'll see Buddy Holly singing this one.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are a man for me. All of my life, I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are a man. Me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love makes everything right. And I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you are a man for me. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are what a man for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are what a man for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love makes you everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are meant for me.
The late, great Buddy Holly and Oh Boy. And if you're just tuning in, Buddy Holly, of course, passed away of a place called Mason City, Iowa, early this morning. He and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens took the plunge together and now live on in rock and roll heaven.
I hope you don't mind, but I've got a guess that I lined up before I knew that you'd be doing this tribute show.
I can dig it. The beat goes on there, Big Daddy Lou. The beat goes on as long as she's cool to rock and roll.
Our guest is Miss Catherine Oman of Superior State College. She's an expert on music and the musical influences on our society. Good evening, Miss Oman.
Kind of an omen that she's here to talk about musical influence on us. Buddy Holly was in orbit. Real jets.
Real jets. You didn't go to college, did you, young man?
I'm still radioactive, sheepskin or not.
This tragedy of these young musicians is the perfect example, Mr. Martin, of how powerful music and lyrics are, and in different ways to different generations.
These cool cats could strum the strings like no one else, man.
Well, there's a perfect case in point, Mr. Martin. To these young people, Buddy Holly was a Chopin or a Beethoven or a Mozart. To us, why, I've never even heard of him before.
Squares don't come any squarer than this duck.
Never mind, Jim.
Oh, I don't mind him. The fact is, I don't understand him. He called me a square, which might be good. I don't know. You see, music used to unite us. Did you know that 16 Candles, sung by the Crests, is the number one song right now? Do you, Mr. Martin?
There's more squares here than a bag of ice.
Again, it's been a hard day on, too.
My sympathies about the heartbreaking passing of Buddy Hollins and Richard Valencia, truly. But chances are, you and your listeners, Mr. Martin, haven't heard of the Crests. or Mr. Hollings, or this big topper fellow. This is evidence that the folkways of America have changed. There was a time when a hit song was on everyone's lips. Young and old would be singing, "Yes, we have no bananas," or "Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?" Not anymore.
I have to admit that I lost track of popular music in about 1945.
The kids control it all, you know.
That's the first cool cat news I have heard today.
Well, frankly, it's awful. We hear raucous honking of a saxophone or guitars that sound like the strings are about to break. The voices are unmusical. They sing-shout the unschooled words of lament for young love. The tones sound little removed from what was popular among cave dwellers.
Hey, that cranky cube has something there.
Miss Hummond, maybe your timing isn't right.
Typical of the new so-called musicians is the lean, tousle-haired Jimmy Rogers. He lived on candy bars and soft drinks before he made it big in New York with Honeycomb.
My wife lives on candy bars and Bubble Up, and she's big everywhere.
Now, this Jimmy Rogers makes $200,000 a year, while veteran pop singers, the Dinosaurs, the Vic Damones, the Arthur Godfrey's and Frankie Lane's can't get a hit.
Thank the man upstairs for small favors.
Thank you, Miss Catherine Oman, respected and talented musical teacher at Superior Street.
You're welcome. Sorry about Mr. Hollings, Michael.
Gotta release the tension, cappers. Hey, let's dig this disc and hope old people never understand us. Here's Donna by Richie Valens.
Oh, Donna.
One of the giant hits of 1958, last year's hit by Richie Valens and Donna on KUWS.
You were laying on the lingo pretty thick with Miss Oman.
She was bugging me from the start. She had her mind made up about us cats, so I poured it on.
Young folks are taking it pretty hard, aren't they?
Well, why not? Buddy Holly was great, he was different, he was on the top of the charts, and Richie Valens was only 17 years old. That kid knocked him on their knees with Donna.
Fact is, people over 25 don't understand this new music.
I'll tell you what you understand, partner. It's got energy. It's not what Mom and Dad like. It's all ours. And we don't want you folks to understand it. Groove to Mel Thorme and Rosemary Clooney and Pat Boone. They're cool for you, but just not for our bag. Can you dig it?
Actually, when I was your age, our parents were pretty upset by Billy Murray and If You Knew Susie or Abe Lyman's Varsity Drag. So I thought Mom would faint away when she saw her first Charleston. So I dig.
You've got some bad in you after all, man.
I said I was sorry.
No, man. Bad is in good. You dig it?
Yelzer.
Well, here's Buddy Holly now, and that'll be the day on KUWS.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your deferred loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Do you tell me maybe that someday will come? Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You say and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and his first big hit from 2 years ago, That'll Be the Day on KUWS. We're remembering the king of rock and roll tonight, campers. His life ended early this morning in a plane crash outside of Mason City, Iowa's airport. Our very own Machine Gun Kelly is on the horn from Superior East High School. Lay some verbal skin on me there, pal of mine.
Hey, the beefcakes and the classy chassis, the dollies and the flat tops, the beatniks and the Ivy Leaguers, it's all the same. The cats and kittens here are down.
Lots of rattle cages there.
The word from the bird here, King Timothy, is that even the cool cats are wet rags. They're wearing black armbands. I mean, nothing's buzzing, cousin.
People don't realize, man, a lot of the best sounds died on that plane.
His sounds, like, well, you give me all your lovin' and you keep me turtle-dovin'. And the way he hiccuped his words, way fine. Hey, let me grab some cats and chat for you on the airwaves, brother.
Hey, grab some kittens there too, big gun. Now, think it over. Here's another great Buddy Holly hit on KUWS.
And old. Think it over and let me know. Think it over, but don't be slow. Just remember all birds and bees. Go back to the life's mysteries. You think it over, yes, think it over. Oh, my heart grows cold and old. We'll be right back.
The cherry sound of Charles Hardin Hawley of Lubbock, Texas, born September 7th, 1936, died February 3rd, 1959, at the too early age of 22. Our Machine Gun Kelly is at Superior's East High School, where the Cats are wearing black armbands.
Who have I got here?
Yvonne Nix. I'm a junior here. I just want to say I was at the Duluth Armory Saturday night. I saw Buddy Hawley.
I saw him, too. I'm Shirley Rasmussen of the East End Rasmussens. We were both there. I just don't understand it. I mean, Richie Valens.
He's a dream. I mean, he was a dream. And Dion, Shirley and I were right there, right next to the stage, right next to all of them.
All we saw were feet most of the time.
We were bugging out. They were so good. Everyone was dancing.
No one was sitting except the parents, and they were up on the balcony.
That's the only place they had chairs was the balcony.
The place was hopping like a good hop should be juking. I was there, too. I had to sneak past that Lulatto because I wasn't from his radio station. All I had to do was say, look! There's Elvis, and Big Lou looked, and I was in like Flynn.
Tricking Lou Lotto is not a big wow there, Machine Gun.
Anyway, did you see when Buddy Hawley took the stage?
He brought his own speaker.
That's an amp, kitten.
And he plugged it in, said hello, and just started singing.
He didn't say much.
And he looked geeky with those big black glasses and skinny and stuff.
But he was a chrome-plated dream. Oh, it was so much fun.
And now they're all gone.
It's like 1959 is the end.
Hang tight, kittens. That's it for Machine Gun Kelly from Superior East High.
All your campers are listening, Tim. All we want to do is hear Buddy Hawley and Richie Valens.
That's all we're going to be playing until the boss becomes a cube and shuts me up. Thanks there, Big Gun. Buddy Hawley, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, killed in the middle of their three-week Midwestern Winter Dance Party tour. Their last performance was last night at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. They were headed to Moorhead, Minnesota to play another big gig in Fargo tonight. Hey, here's something creepy, campers. We just got a new disc in the mail from the record company today. It's a song Buddy Hawley recorded late last year. I've already listened to it. It's like no other Buddy Hawley song, and it's his last. We'll sign off with this, campers, and be back tomorrow night. Same time, same place. The good Lord willing, and he doesn't let the campfire go out. For Lou Martin and Machine Gun Kelly, this is Tim Michaels, Rock and Rollin' Your World.
Rock and rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Okay, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love throughout the day. Our true love will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry. And we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1959. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Danielle Kading, John Munson, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.